Joining me now with the Kenora Catholic District School Board is Early Years Coordinator Marty Buffett, who's on the phone. Good morning, Marty.
Morning, Richard. Thanks so much for having me here today.
You're here to let everybody know about the Early Years Community Project. First off, what is the project all about?
So this entire project has come about as a result of a conversation that actually started a couple years ago between a number of different early years service providers. And we all really wanted to create something that would celebrate the important thinking and work that happens in the early years, but that would also aim to strengthen relationships and increase the community's sense of being stakeholders with a vested interest in the lives and education of the youngest citizens of their community. So the name of our Early Years Community Project is A Walk in the Wilderness, and we gave it this title because it invites all participating kindergarten and childcare or early learning centers in Red Lake and Kenora to venture outside and discover what captures the hearts and imaginations of the children and their families as they explore the outdoors together. And in Red Lake, there are a number of classes that are participating, including the Bombertown and Red Lake Early Learning After School programs, the two kindergarten classes from St. John School, as well as the Golden Learning Center and Red Lake Maths and Kindergarten classrooms.
So the Early Years Community Project, A Walk in the Wilderness, as you've told us, why is it important?
Yeah, that's a great question, Richard. So the heart of this Early Years Community Project is all about relationships. And that would include relationships between children, educators, families, and also the land. And, you know, we know from research that children are so much more successful when parents and educators work together as partners. And so this project makes a real point of providing another opportunity to collaborate with parents. But we also feel strongly about the fact that there's never been a more critical time to nurture relationships between children and the environment. You know, after all, these children are tomorrow's leaders and change makers, and so it is absolutely crucial that they have that sense of kinship and relationship with nature so that they can make the right decisions in their jobs and lives, you know, as they're growing older. So this project really focuses on strengthening all of these relationships. And when people visit the exhibit at the Heritage Center at the end of May, we really believe that they'll be struck by the thinking and abilities of the children. You know, although these are some of our very youngest learners, they are certainly not to be underestimated. They are so curious and they have so many, you know, different theories and wonderings, and they are so determined to explore them. So the work that people will get to see at this exhibition will really show the complexity, depth, and creativity of their thinking. And through their drawings, paintings, and like things like sculptures or words, we really feel that the audience will come away with a sense of the capacity that these children have for empathy and relationship with the land.
So the event coming up at the Heritage Center on the 26th, tell us a little bit more about that.
So since one of our goals for this project is to nurture a relationship between the children and the community, we're throwing a big celebration at the end of the month so that everyone can come together and learn more about what their community's children are thinking and learning about. So the big day for our Early Years Community Project celebration here in Red Lake is coming up fast. The exhibition is actually happening from May 25th to 28th at the Red Lake Regional Heritage Center. But having said that, we want to invite the entire community to come out to the big kickoff on Friday, May 26th from 5 till 7. And there is absolutely no charge for admission at the kickoff. And there's even a delicious meal that will be provided to all who attend. And that is also completely free of charge as well. And we just want to mention that we know that often what happens with these types of events is that friends and family members of the participating children attend, but we really hope that all of Red Lake, Bombertown, and Ear Falls will see themselves as being connected to this project, and not because they're related to one of the children, you know, but rather because these are the community's children, and so we're really hoping for a great turnout. So please jot it in your calendars or, you know, a piece of paper or your phone, May 26th, 5 till 7 at the Heritage Center.
Now, Marnie, you mentioned food. Who's doing all the preparation?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that. We want to give a huge shout out to the Red Lake District High School culinary class because they have generously agreed to prepare the entire meal for the big celebration at the Heritage Center on the 26th. And it sounds like it's going to be absolutely delicious. The menu for the evening includes pulled pork on a bun, homemade coleslaw, as well as cookies and a drink. And as we've mentioned, everything is free of charge. And so we really hope to see, you know, everyone out. And one last thing to mention, we know that families often have soccer or baseball or other events happening on weekday nights. But this is just a drop-in event. And so you can come and enjoy the experience even for 20 to 30 minutes before you need to jet off to your next commitment. And we know how busy families are, but it's an event not to be missed. And the bonus is that, you know, it's a night off from having to cook. Well, how can you say no to that?
Absolutely. Early Years Coordinator with the Kenora Catholic District School Board, Marnie Buffett, has been my guest this morning. A Walk in the Wilderness, Red Lake Heritage Center, and the big celebration going to be going on very, very soon at the end of May. Thanks very much, Marnie, for joining me this morning.
Thanks so much, Richard.